On April 21st, 2017, the Lord woke me up at midnight and spoke a lengthy prophetic word to me about America. And I've read over these words often over the years since then. And I've seen parts of this prophecy unfold, and I'm waiting for the ultimate fulfillment. I heard the Lord say, "There is a great awakening coming to this nation, for I have heard your cries, and I long to heal your land. Only those things which can be shaken will be shaken, that the sin in the land may be laid bare. Repentance. I require repentance from my people, says the Lord, who have through the generations allowed the enemy to take ground in this nation. I require repentance for the abortions and the prayerlessness. I require repentance for the apathy and the idolatry. You shall have no other gods before me. I am indeed the God of America, says the Lord. Yes, there is a great awakening coming to this nation. I am the author of it, says the Lord, and I will bring it to pass. Just turn from your wicked ways and humble yourself, says the Lord. Stand in the gap and make up the hedge. I am the Lord, and I am a warrior. I will not leave or forsake this country. I will fight through you and with you to regain what has been lost. Be encouraged now, because as you go forth boldly with my word and my spirit, there will be the sound of awakening, the sound of truth, and it will prevail in the land. Speak boldly and clearly, and watch as the mighty men arise to take their positions on the wall and in the churches and in the marketplaces. For I am raising up deliverers and reformers in this generation, says the Lord, who will not shrink back at the challenge that is coming in the days ahead. Yes, it will grow darker before my light shines brightly from this nation again, but the light has not been extinguished and will not be extinguished. The time to rise up is now. I am calling you to war. I am calling you to repentance. I am calling you to my side. I am the captain of the hosts. I am calling you to victory. I am calling you to destiny. Will you answer? Ask the Spirit of the living God. Now listen, that's quite a word. 2007, that was before, that was a long time before all the mess we're seeing today. Will you answer? Whether you live in America or some other nation, God has revival on his mind. He sent Jesus that none would perish, but that all would have eternal life through faith in the Son of God. That's John 3:16, guys. When we answer God's call to repentance and to fasting, we are helping to shape the history of our nations. You know, many years since I released this prophecy, many years have passed, and we're seeing darkness increase. But keep in mind, when the Lord spoke these words for me, I had no idea that we needed a great awakening. I was not a student of revival history. This was before the Great Recession in 2008, before COVID. Clearly, we need a great awakening. That's why I want you to join me on this awakening fast, a 21-day fast, awakening in our nations. It's gotten darker. It may get darker, but we're contending for the light. We're contending for the great awakening, not just in America. I've got nations on my heart. Awakening Prayer Hubs is in almost 100 nations, and I'm believing for awakening. So we put together the Awakening Fast. It's a 21-day fast to press into these words and offer strategies for prophetic awakening that God has shown me. That we want to keep this at the center of our heart. And I've often taught that prayer and fasting is a 1-2 punch. So that's the route we're taking with this devotional that I've created, which is optional. You don't have to get it, but it's there for you. You know, there's a course you can take. You don't have to take it to join the fast, but you can take it if you want to. The late Andrew Murray was known for his profound revelation on prayer. And he said this: prayer is reaching out after the unseen. Fasting is letting go of all that is seen and temporal. Fasting helps express, deepen, confirm the resolution that we are ready to sacrifice anything, even ourselves, to attain what we seek for the kingdom of God. The Awakening Fast is a collective fast. Collective fasting, along with united prayer, the Holy Spirit's supernatural gifts, and public praise and worship become weapons to gain victories that are both powerful and dramatic, according to the late Derek Prince. Both Ezra and Esther saw dramatic interventions from God after a collective fast. So can we. So how do you do the Awakening Fast? First, let me tell you how not to do it. I'm not recommending a dry fast. A dry fast means no food, no water. Second, do not do a water-only fast unless the Holy Spirit leads you or if you have a medical condition that prohibits it. You can fast media. You can go on a Daniel fast. You can fast certain foods. You can just do something, sacrifice something for God. Fast and go over there and register. You're going to get the prayer points. You're going to get the information. You're going to get a kickoff video that's going to show you why we need to do this. Going to go deeper. Go to awakeninghouseofprayer.com/fast. Awakeninghouseofprayer.com/fast. A 21-day Daniel fast seems appropriate. A Daniel fast is biblical. It consists of fruits, nuts, vegetables, right? Legumes, whole grains. You maybe drink water or natural fruit juice, no sweeteners, no breads, no meats, no dairy products, but you do what you feel led to do. Maybe if for medical reasons you can't fast, fast entertainment, sports, coffee dates, how about fast complaining, right? The idea is while you're fasting, you're spending more time with God that you would normally spend preparing meals, right? Or going out to eat. So I want you to join me, awakeninghouseofprayer.com/fast. We've been doing this fast every year since 2019, and we're going to keep doing it because we see results, we see momentum. And if you want to join Awakening Prayers, we'd love to have you as an official Prayer Hub leader, or join a hub, launch a hub, or adopt a hub, sponsor a hub. We're waiting, people in third world nations are waiting for sponsorships right now. Go to awakeninghouseofprayer.com/fast. Sign up for the fast to get the information. It's free. There's a video, and there's also other optional resources that you can tap into. There's a book. There's a devotional, video devotional. You can do that if you want to, but it's not necessary. Fast. Sign up so we know you're fasting. And I love you guys. I'll see you on the other side. Let me know how it's going. I'll be with you on the other side. Blessings.